This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Personified, conversation personified, information personified. You have found the nation's conversation point. It's called the DJV Show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and Kara Schillen is there with her comments, her intelligence, her agility with all those buttons in our main studio in Washington. All right, let's make your mind. Put your mind on display. You've already put your mind, you've made your mind up as to what the leading story is, Jennifer, so let's hear it.
Well, it has to be the State of the Union and the back and forth between President Trump and Nancy Pelosi yesterday. If you missed any of it, because there was a lot of it, it all started with the letter from President Trump. Well, but we have some answers now. So it all started with a letter from President Trump to Nancy Pelosi that said, "We are ready to move ahead with the State of the Union address. Please allow my Secret Service detail to come in and make sure that everything is safe."
Did he say please?
And
I didn't see the letter.
Well, it was actually pretty please? Polite. Yeah, they're being very polite in letters with each other. It's very strange. So he said, "I'd like my Secret Service detail to come in and make sure that the location is secure, and I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday." Well, about 2 hours later, and this was in response to the House of Representatives Sergeant-at-Arms refusing the request of the Secret Service to come in and secure the location. So then, about 2 hours later, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, writes a letter back to President Trump. "We look forward to having your State of the Union, but it's not going to be next week. It's going to be after the government shutdown." So President Trump did a impromptu little news briefing. He invited reporters into his office, and he said that there would be no State of the Union address because Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to hear the truth. He did say, or he alluded to the fact that he might give some sort of speech after, on the same day as the State of the Union, but it wouldn't be a State of the Union address given from the floor of the House of Representatives. Well, maybe while you were sleeping overnight, President Trump went on Twitter late Wednesday and said that he will deliver a great State of the Union address after the partial government shutdown is over, which kind of ended a day that was pretty tense between Republicans and Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Donald Trump, even people in the Republican Party getting upset with Trump, the Democratic Party getting upset with Pelosi. And now it's been confirmed that this is going to be postponed for a little while. Lindsey Graham was on television last night, and he said that Pelosi's action sets a new low for American politics. He called Pelosi's decision, quote, absurd, petty, and shameful, adding, quote, "The judgment of history will not be kind." So this thing is only getting more dirty and more messy, and now the State of the Union is on hold.
Yeah, who cares? We know what the State of the Union is just by their actions. The State of the Union is a mess. So I'm going to the State of the Union, the State of the City of Framingham address next Monday night. Maybe we can translate that. We'll tape it and put it on the air nationally, because the State of the City of Framingham is as messy as the State of the United States. Is everything a mess everywhere? Is leadership just breaking down to the point? I think I asked this a different way, but it has the same intention, the question here. Leadership. How is leadership in your community, Victoria? How well run is that town? How well run is New Jersey? How does it feel to live there? Is there anything that makes you feel tense about where you live, or is everything kind of nice, hunky dory? Everything is wonderful there.
Well, no place is perfect. So, and we're still
scale
new
of one
to this
to
area.
Ten.
So,
okay. So, what's
well, I haven't had any. Honestly, I haven't had any. I don't even have anything to really say about it because we haven't had any issues. I haven't been to any town meetings. I haven't voted here yet. So, like, we're still just getting the lay of the land.
Virgins. Yeah. Okay.
So there's really not. I could tell you, oh yeah, it's great or it's terrible, but there really isn't anything that I can say that's definitive. We just don't have any issues yet.
Well, you lived in New Jersey, though, off and on through much of your life. You grew up in New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
So, under the circumstances, that does it feel when you go to visit, when you were going back and forth visiting your mom, did it ever, this is great. Well, maybe that's why you moved to New Jersey, because it was better than New York. Although you kind of like New York. You really,
I love New York City, and I will always, in my heart, be a New Yorker, but it's the issues are just so incredibly different. So in the city, what was plaguing us was, you know, tenants' rights and garbage pickup and rat control. And, like, there's so many just different things. It's completely apples and oranges. So okay. I have no complaints about where I am
all
now.
Right. Yeah,
except
right,
for the drinking water. Actually, that's the one thing I will tell you. The drinking water in New Jersey is horrendous. And it is, I'm literally on the brink of trying to get involved publicly in this because it's just a travesty that New Jerseyans are drinking. I have no idea. I used to think it was a farce when everyone in New York say, oh, you know, the New York City's got the best drinking water in the country. It comes from the Catskills. Well, it does, and it is the best. It's actually one of the highest, cleanest rated water.
They put fluoride in it, then it's not. If they put fluoride in it.
Well, fluoride's in every public drinking water. That's why I don't drink tap water ever. But in terms of, like, I have a digital water meter that comes with my water filter, and the water filter, if you're at zero, that's what the zero filter is for. And in New York, the level of the water, the average across the country is 58. In New York City, it was 52. In New Jersey, where we are, it's 175 particles per million of bad stuff. So it's like four times worse here than it was in
the well. It's the well.
I don't know where it comes from, but that is one thing that is my biggest complaint so far since we moved here. It's just toxic water.
So, Jennifer, we know how you feel about living in California. I don't know that if you want to add something, but I think you're pretty constant.
No, if you ask about the leadership of where I live, I would just say we were at a teacher strike that lasted 9 days.
Yeah.
So, not great.
All right, so, Kara, are you in the same fold? As far as living, you live just outside of Washington in Silver Spring. That's Maryland. Maryland governor. I remember Richie, when I first met him, was living in Maryland. He moved to Virginia because he felt it was a better run state. I don't know if he still feels that or not, but in terms of where you are, you grew up in Maryland.
Yeah,
so
I've always liked Maryland in terms of the people who live there and just the environment. I tend to like Maryland better than Virginia. But I think Rich also has very different political views than I do. So,
yes,
I mean, we have
a
Republican governor, but I generally feel that the state aligns with my views politically where I am. I mean, obviously, Maryland has problems. We've got Baltimore, which has, you know, one of the biggest crime rates in the country. And, you know, the public schools in the city are not run all that well. but in terms of where I live, I really like Silver Spring. It's one of the most diverse cities in the country. There's tons of different things you can do. It's really easily accessible to the city and to a lot of different places. So I enjoy that. But, yeah, As you get with any urban area, there are definitely, you know, I've seen a bunch of different crimes that are kind of scary to me in the news recently, and so that doesn't make me feel great. I walk home from the metro by myself sometimes, and, you know, the more things that are in the news, the less likely I am to do that. It feels a little less comfortable, but generally I'm pretty happy with where I live.
Right. All right. So think about it in a rhetorical sense. Where you live, are you happy? Are you staying there? Are you moving? Are you pleased with government? Are you pleased with your work opportunities? Or are you in a place that really brings you distress? It's a horrible thing, that distress, the distrust of government, distress in the workplace and at home, that kind of stuff. You need to kind of try to wash it away. I think that's what I've been in the same town all my life, and I have never, ever, ever, ever been as upset with the government. The city is a disaster, but the state is quite well run. A fellow who's a pretty moderate guy, his name is Governor Chet Baker. He's really done a pretty good job of bringing parties together and making things work. So anyway, that's that story. Speaking of violence and crime, we have a story from Florida that we'll talk about in a moment here on the DJB program. 16 after the hour. Let me whiten and brighten your teeth. Well, actually, you have to take action. I can tell you the story of Power Swabs, but in order for it to work, this product to work on your teeth, you have to call 800-208-1797 and procure the product. It works. people will tell you, go to the testimonial page and see page after page after page touting this thing as a great step forward in oral health care and that kind of stuff. It's, you know, we all have hard-earned cash. We have to make decisions about where we spend our money. And so when I suggest that you can have teeth that are up to 10 shades whiter, a lot of people have taken note of this. That's why they're still advertising here, because they get results. This is a true way to whiten your teeth. It's such an advanced system used by so many dentists, now available to the public. Pretty easy to get, too. This is available only by cost, not online. You call. It's interesting how they market this. But the only reason they do that is because they want you to take advantage of the DJV deal. And that's only available by calling 800-208-1797. Special number. Just tell them, just use the code DJV and you buy power swabs at 50% of the normal retail price. Works on your natural teeth, your caps, veneers. It lifts off the stains from the coffee, the tea, the wine, etc. So call 800-208-1797 to be proud of your smile. Lots of benefits using power swabs. Great for whitening your teeth. 800-208-1797.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 1/26/19. See associate for details.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the... Oh, hello. Excuse me, Mr. Announcer. The DJV show brought to you in part by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember. It's available in stores everywhere around the country. So 5 people were shot, killed at the SunTrust Bank in Sebring, Florida yesterday. It's in South Central Florida. Suspect called authorities to say he had entered the bank, and then he started shooting. The suspect, who is identified as, now I'm going to use his name. The hell with that. So why? It's not clear, is it?
I don't think we know why yet.
Yeah.
All we know, he's 21.
Another
white 21-year-old kid who's apparently had some issues. He kept to himself. It's sort of the same profile that we keep hearing. He apparently was a correctional officer trainee, and he just quit that job 2 weeks ago. I don't know if that's where he learned to shoot or if that's how he got the gun. I'm not sure. But it's just, you know, his father says he's heartbroken. He said he was always a good kid.
So
he never hurt anybody. Yeah. You know, it's all the same stuff. But there have to be warning signs.
So should we stop talking about these things? Do we just stop talking about
I don't know. I personally don't think that helps. I think the more we talk about these things and we look at the patterns of these shooters, start looking around. Judge a book by its cover. I'm at that point.
All right, but I'm not going to use names, though.
That's fine.
I'm
just talking about the pattern of behavior.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, I appreciate that.
I
good.
I think you can close your eyes to it for sure.
No. All right. 21 after the hour on the DJV Radio Extravaganza.
You mean may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I get Carrie Underwood and Kelly Clarkson confused, even though they don't look at all alike. But didn't they come through the same mill? Almost together?
Yes.
The American Idol, both are American Idol.
Carrie was later on, but they both are American Idol.
All right, so the news from the music portion of the DJV program for Jennifer, Victoria, Carrie, you, and me is that Carrie has a new son named Jacob Brian Fisher. Her husband's name is the same as my daughter's husband's name.
There you go.
She feels the same way. Took to social media to announce the exciting news. The baby was born in the wee hours of the morning. On Monday, the first picture shows her husband, Mike, holding his new son while smiling at the camera. And he's got nice white teeth, so he must use power swabs. Let's see. In the second picture, Carrie cradles the baby to her chest. The third picture is a post of big brother Isaiah Michael Fisher holding his new sibling. Carrie wrote, "His mom, dad, big brother, couldn't be happier for God to trust them with taking care of this miracle. Our hearts are full, our eyes are tired, and our lives are forever changed." Life is good. It's a nice philosophy, isn't it, huh? Good for her. Okay, up next musically at 25 after the hour, the Backstreet Boys are at it again, Jen Jen.
I can't wait.
A lot of hit songs in their crib. They have one specific song they agree is their worst.
They have the worst song?
That's it. Apparently,
four out of five of them, they did a video, and four out of five of them agreed that this one song is the worst song that they ever did.
Get Yourself a Bad Boy, which was their self-titled debut album.
Yeah, if you want to be a good girl, get yourself a bad boy.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's like the worst title. It's from their apparently their first album in 96.
Which is also creepy because it means it was them at their youngest.
Yeah.
They definitely didn't write this song. Someone creepy wrote
AJ McLean said it's the biggest piece of crap. Should never be recorded.
He literally said that. I love that.
I'm not
Kevin
trying
Richardson
to be mean,
said the song is horrible.
It doesn't sound that much different than what they
thought. It's the same thing.
Brian Luttrell said, "You know why the fans love the song? Because Nick is singing the whole darn thing." And Nick said, "I don't really have a song that I don't like."
Yeah. So Nick is the only one who likes this song.
Yeah, I think it sounds fine. I mean, it's just about what they normally do. And if Nick is singing it, then I love it because Nick is my favorite on BFC. Come on.
All right, here's somebody that's not your favorite, Jen. Chris Stapleton has announced.
It.
He's
you know what?
Okay.
I just don't care a lot about him. I don't hate him. I don't love him.
It's just kind of there. Wallpaper
there.
For Jennifer. Paste. Right. Anyway, he has a tour, the All-American Road Tour. Sure. Thank you, Doug. All-American Road Show. I sound like I put shore and, I mean, show and tour together. I get paid by the word, so putting them together made sense a little bit. Announcing that he will be joined by special guest openers Margo Price, Brent Cobb, Brothers Osborne, the Marcus King Band, and Kendall Marvel. His All-American Road Show tour will begin next month in L.A. at the City Sound Vault at the Hollywood Palladium. Then he goes to Europe and back to the States. I've never been to the Hollywood Palladium, Jennifer.
I don't think I have
been
either,
to Hollywood
but
Bowl.
It's, they're really? Obviously revamping the venue because I've seen a couple of concerts they're advertising there, so they're trying to bring it back.
Ah, okay. Anyway, he's going to be in Europe, too, for part of the tour, performing the 30th of March at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Isn't that where they're playing the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's right, actually. That's very good.
He can fill the that stadium?
Yes. Well, I don't know about that. But
well, George Strait's singing with him there. So
that will work.
Him.
There you
that'll
go. But Chris Stapleton's got a good following.
Has he? Well, George Strait's got a better following.
Yes.
Then he continues across the country until November, wraps up the tour in Louisville. Tickets on sale for the Stapleton Fan Club and City Card members 29th of this month at 10 a.m. And everybody else gets them on the 1st of February. So that's the Chris Stapleton story here on the DJV Show.
Under the Hood. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you look under the hood of a race car, you'll see components and parts that make up an extremely powerful engine. If you look into the head of a human, you'll see a brain that built that powerful race car engine. Under the hood of our skulls is a 3-pound universe whose imagination has no limits, no boundaries. And then, somewhere along the way, we allow others to influence us to impose limits on our boundless minds. But why? Or perhaps more importantly, what can we do about it? Quite frankly, we can unfetter whatever ties us to the belief that we have limits. In fact, for you, right here and now, is the time and place to step back and recognize the power that's under your proverbial hood. Your mind has no limits. For more on inspiration and motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solutions Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solutions Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We'll do something in the alternative. We'll be talking to you about that at a later date.
That's President Trump speaking yesterday afternoon before overnight he announced he will postpone the State of the Union address after Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said it could not be delivered in the House chambers for as long as the shutdown continues. The president had earlier been saying he would find an alternative location so as to still be able to deliver it on Tuesday evening as originally planned. The suspected gunman who shoots 5 people dead in a bank in Sebring, Florida yesterday calls 911 on himself.
Is that the gentleman that's been taken into custody as a result of this is a gentleman by the name of Zephan Zaver.
He's 21 years of age and lives here in Sebring.
There's no word on the gunman's possible motive, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Starting a week of celebrating here. Jennifer Horn's birthday is next week. So we're starting early. Well, so 2 weeks.
But we can start now.
Happy
birthday. I'm fine with it.
Yes, you can. Yes, we can. You hit the magic 40 last year, though, I think. Didn't you?
Shh.
Okay.
I don't look it.
No, you don't. Not look at day over 23.
I don't know what 40 looks like, but clearly it's not me.
That's right. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Doug Steffen. Victoria now takes the reins with the big trending story of this half hour.
Well, this is a bit of science and health and bizarreness. Excuse me. A recent study in Japan has found a link between global warming and the sex of people's babies. This sounds crazy, but it actually is a brand new scientific study. So it turns out that there is a link between temperature fluctuations and a lower male-to-female sex ratio at birth. So conceptions of boys are vulnerable to external stress factors, apparently. And the lead authors, all these doctors, got together and compared all of this. They looked at births in areas hit by environmental events that have caused extreme stress. So earthquakes, nuclear disasters, things like that. And Japan certainly has had a lot of those disasters to study. So 9 months after each one of these disasters, the proportion of male babies born in those areas actually declined by 6 and 14% from the previous year. So it turns out, in essentially what they found was that when weather is warmer, apparently the sperm cells, the Y-bearing sperm cells and male embryos and things like that, that's actually very vulnerable to the heat. And the opposite is true for females. So females are actually born more in colder areas, and males are born more in warmer areas. So it's like this bizarre thing that they're now saying, because of climate events caused by global warming, that they're now worried that that this is going to have a serious effect. Because, you know, in Japan, we just have recently talked about this, they've got the lowest birth rate now that they've ever had on record. And so they're starting to really look into, is there more of an environmental factor, as well as couples just maybe choosing not to have kids, or can they not get pregnant, things like that. So that's where this, essentially where this study stemmed from. It's looking at the environmental factors, because, like I said, Japan has had a lot of issues. So this is something that they're moving into a global study, and they're going to be teaming up with other countries to see if this theory holds true in other areas. But
we'd
how
be disappointed
wacky is that
if we didn't have some, at least one global warming or climate change study a day. So we have two today, because to back up what Victoria just said, there is a new survey out today focused on a record number of Americans who say they understand climate change, and that in some way it's real, and that in some way they are worried about the effect it has on their lives today and moving forward. In fact, 73% of Americans who were polled late in December say that global warming is happening, and that number is up from 10. I'm sorry, it was up 10 points from last year. So in 1 year, gone from 60-some-odd percent to 70-some-odd percent. The rise in the number is important. And they say, the ones who really want to talk about this, say they're so passionate about it because they can see that it may impact not only their lives, but their children, their grandchildren. This was studied at George Mason University Center for Climate Change. And George Mason University is a right-of-center philosophically school. So the fact that they're studying it and looking at it was sort of interesting, and it made more of the righties take note, I guess, Jennifer. And
I don't ever get why that has ever become political.
I don't
it has, but I don't get it. I don't know why that is.
I don't either. Yeah. You want to lend some insight to that, Jen, or do you think it speaks for itself?
I think that the reason it becomes political is because of the overreaction with regulation and the way things are run, that's what makes it political. I mean, that's what makes it, when it affects people's bottom line, when it affects people's practices and things, that's when it becomes a political issue, certainly.
Yeah. All right. So
right, the response is what does it, I guess.
Yeah, could be. All right, today is January 24th. It's Thursday, National Peanut Butter Day. I love peanut butter. I've always liked peanut butter and jelly. Who doesn't like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
I just read a story about Kelly Ripa eating one every night before she goes to bed.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't hurt her.
I call BS on that, by the way.
Really? You think that's not true?
Well, you know, when she eats whatever she wants, including a peanut butter jelly sandwich before she goes to bed at night.
Well, Weight Watchers has people eat like a tablespoon of peanut butter before they go to bed at night, because it actually helps you lose weight because the peanut butter levels off your blood sugar, and it also is a lot to process, so you're actually burning calories when you go to sleep. So maybe she's subscribing to that, but the bread, I don't know about the bread part.
Right. Well,
she's so skinny, though. She could eat whatever she wants.
I know. She should.
Peanut butter comes in all forms, sizes, shapes. I get the organic peanut butter. And it doesn't taste any different than the Jiffy, regular Jiffy stuff, but it's better supposedly for you. Anyway, if you go back to 1884, Marcellus Gilmore Edson patented peanut butter. And when he did that, he probably didn't realize it would become the taste sensation that it has. The taste sensation sweeping the nation. And how many of you had it in your lunchbox when you were going to school? Raise your hands, please.
Oh, every day. Every
day. I do not.
How many people had it?
I never ate peanut butter. I hated it when I was a kid. Now I love it.
Really? Do you like
it
now?
I couldn't stand it. Yeah, I love it now. But I couldn't stand it as a kid, so that was always off the table when it came to
All right, so here's the question. Do you prefer smooth peanut butter or chunky peanut butter?
Chunky when I was a kid, but smooth now.
Yes, 100%. Kara, chunky or smooth, please?
I think they both have their place. I don't like one more than the other. I just tend to eat smooth more often because you can use it for more stuff.
According to the survey, women choose smooth over chunky most of the time, and men prefer chunky over smooth most of the time. How about that? Jif, peanut butter is number one. Skippy, number two. Peter Pan, number three. Smuckers, number four. And Peanut Butter and Company, number five. That's really interesting. Huh? I'd forgotten there were this
butter,
many brands.
Yeah, I don't know if it exists in other cities, but there's a Peanut Butter and Company store in New York City that is very popular. It's down by NYU, and it's just a million different types of peanut butter and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Like, that's what people go in and
that's
buy.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you'll
and
all
the
be happy
company,
to know.
They have, like, chocolate swirled through the peanut butter, and they've got some good flavors.
Ooh, yum. The French have banned vegan bacon. They don't like, the parliament approved a ban on terminology related to non-animal food products like vegan bacon. The French don't want to switch things up on consumers. Those who
What do you call it, then?
Soy milk is cow milk. I understand the soy milk and the cow milk. They don't call the soy product is not called milk over there because it isn't milk. It's not from a mammary gland.
Right.
What
but
do you
how
call?
Do you but how do you describe
vegan bacon?
Yeah. How do you say
non-animal bacon?
Well, it can't be bacon though. Bacon is the part that they have the problem with.
I know. Well, so I'm that's the same as with milk.
You would just call it like a meat substitute or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's a meat. Right.
And then have a picture of it on the front so people can see.
You can't
what it
call
is.
Cheese that isn't cheese cheese. That kind of thing. Like cauliflower steak they have over there, and there's no, you can't call it steak anymore. It's cauliflower byproduct. That's more.
I don't know what happened. It seems wordy.
Yes, it does. All right. In sports, why are the Super Bowl ticket prices going down? The prices went down. Let's see, the average price today for the game between the Patriots and the Rams is $500 to $1,000 lower than they were last year at this time. I thought they were pretty, from what I saw yesterday, it seemed that the numbers were going up, so I'm trying to figure out why it is.
People don't want to fly to Atlanta right now.
Yeah.
So if the government is shut down and it looks like maybe it still will be by then, I was reading something yesterday that a lot of people just don't want to bother with going to Atlanta.
The price went down. It started at 36, and then it went to 39. Now it's down to 31. The average, that's for the cheap seats. Average price, $57.90. Super Bowl tickets for, the average price for a Super Bowl ticket last year at this time was $6,500. So you may be right about that, Victoria.
I think that despite what the odds are in Vegas, I think the general consensus is that you can't stop Tom Brady in a Super Bowl and that it's going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's controversy with that Rams call and people are sick of the Patriots that leads to it. Maybe there's just not that much excitement.
I want the Rams to win. I'm totally rooting for them.
I just don't know.
So the best prices, according to the philosophers, the best matchup would have been the Saints and the Chiefs because people could drive to Atlanta. And that's not the case, obviously, here. So, anyway, big thing for Atlanta. This is that new stadium, brand new stadium, should be an interesting venue. Watch what goes on there. So, anyway, that's the story with the tickets. And I noticed that the owner of the Patriots, Mr. Kraft, has teamed up with Jay-Z to start criminal justice reform organizations. It's about why
this was
is
super
this,
interesting.
Yeah, I'd try to figure out.
This is all starting from Meek Mill. I don't know. Do you know that story, Doug? We didn't really talk much about it on the show here, but that made a lot of headlines. Meek Mill basically was on probation, and he got arrested for he was riding his motorcycle and he did a wheelie, and he got arrested and he was put in jail, and he was in jail for a while.
Is he a football player?
No, he's a rapper.
Oh, okay.
And so it was this. It became this national story of why is Meek Mill still in jail? Why was he denied bail and all this other stuff? And so I guess the guy who owns the Philadelphia 76ers, Michael Rubin, became very involved because Meek Mill was in jail in Philly. And so he got really involved in this, and now he introduced Robert Kraft to Meek Mill, apparently while he was still in jail. So Robert Kraft made kind of an interesting statement about this, saying, you know, it really was eye-opening for him, and he very much agrees with, I think, with what you and I say a lot, Doug, that, you know, this is a stupid system. He popped a wheelie. There's no reason we should be paying our tax dollars to keep this guy in jail. And he said it's not
a good system. Was he only in jail because he's black?
Well, there was a lot of racial, and yes, there was a whole lot, and I'm not saying he was only in jail because he was black, but there was a lot of racial tension in the city about this as well. So they started this whole project, and, you know, prison reform is a big thing on the top of a lot of people's minds right now. So they've already got $50 million put together between Jay-Z and Robert Kraft and Michael Rubin, and there's a bunch of other teams and people involved in this as well, but they really want to bring about prison reform.
That's the second biggest problem. After immigration, prison reform is the second biggest issue in our country, for me anyway, and obviously for you it would appear, Victoria.
And I applaud Jared Kushner for the work that he is doing, and I think that it's been a bipartisan effort.
Long time coming. This guy, if he'd have been, I'm now reading in the story, I didn't know who he was before, no way that if he'd been white that he would have gotten arrested.
Probably not.
No way. Nope. No way. All right, so that takes care of, well, it doesn't take care of, it's interesting to know that that's happening. And Kraft got so much on his mind now, interesting that he digs into that also, in addition to the Super Bowl excitement that his team has. Jennifer, speaking of excitement, what exciting things do we have for Thursday night television?
Oh, boy, lots of exciting things. First, on the Paramount Network, you've got Lip Sync Battle. You've got Jermaine Dupri. You've got, Darren Criss is on this story as well, and they're going to be honoring
five. When did they change the name of whatever it was before to the Paramount Network? What was it before?
I think it's been about a year. Is it?
What was it?
I see that. No, it's not. Yeah. What was it before?
Is that what it was?
Spike. That's what it was. Very good, Carrie. Yes. And they're honoring Mariah Carey, the 5-time Grammy winner. So how about that?
Good. Mm-hmm.
Tonight on the networks, you've got on ABC, Brand New Grey's Anatomy, followed by A Million Little Things and How to Get Away with Murder. On CBS tonight, only one new episode of Fam. That's at 9:30. That's their new sitcom. CW's new tonight, Supernatural at 8, followed by Legacies at 9. Gotham is new tonight. Gordon and Penguin are working together. That's Fox at 8, followed by a new Orville. And then on NBC, the Titan Games with The Rock at 8 o'clock, followed by Brooklyn Nine-Nine at 9, and the season finale of The Good Place at 9:30.
The people who are on the Titan Games are really, both the men and women are really buff.
I've watched it. It's pretty impressive. They have the impressive men and women doing the exact same thing, their muscles are like bigger than my head, so.
Yeah. Good. It's good stuff. All right, so I watched, I'm becoming more of the Chicago set. Chicago Med is okay. I love Oliver Pratt, and I love seeing Esipatha Murkison in it. Fire is okay, a little flat, but the Chicago PD show is really quite interesting. 10 before the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
No. this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM84M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tech Talk time, 53 minutes after the hour now. Victoria and Doug focusing on some pretty terrifying stuff here. As I look at the first story, Victoria, a family in California, yeah. And them being sort of, I don't know, how would you say they were entrapped by their own technology?
Essentially, yes. So yeah. What happened was this family in California, they say they spent 5 full minutes fearing that North Korea was launching intercontinental ballistic missiles at the United States. This woman, Laura Lyons, says her Nest security camera, which is one of those smart home systems where it's the doorbell is and has cameras and it's linked to your app on your phone and all this other stuff. So the Nest is owned by Google. It's a high-end, it's one of the more expensive options. She says that was actually what was behind it. She heard a legitimate sounding emergency warning that Los Angeles, Chicago, and Ohio had only hours to evacuate before they'd be hit with nuclear weapons. It turned out that the warning was coming from the Nest Cam, but what was initially reported was that the camera itself had been hacked and that Nest security had been breached. Apparently, none of that actually was true. In this case, Laura Lyons had used login information and a password that had already been compromised. So when she went to log into her Nest account, she was using the same password that she used on another account and the same login. And this is why we always tell you, do not use the same password on multiple websites, because a different website that she'd used this password on had been hacked and there was a breach. She didn't know about it, so she used the same login and password for her Nest Cam, And essentially, someone else didn't even need to hack into the Nest Cam. They just logged right in with her password and her username. So they were able to send this horrific warning, and basically it's a hoax. It was just a prank. But it was terrifying nonetheless. And this is really drawing a lot of headlines in the tech world, that the importance, we always stress this, use a password manager. There are so many different programs out there that will manage all of your passwords for you. You only need to remember one password then. And the other thing is two-factor authentication. This is something that a lot of people don't talk about. It's available on so many devices, and not enough people are using it. And this is essentially a guaranteed way to keep other people out of your account. So if you are using a device that has two-factor authentication, use it. It's very simple. All it does, it will send a code to your phone. And that way, if someone's trying to log in, you get a message on your phone saying, hey, are you trying to log into your account? And you know, if it's not you, then you know that you're being breached. So if you have that option, if you own a Nest Cam, for sure, go to Nest.com, go to your account security settings, and turn on the two-factor authentication, because it's very, very important. Google says, because Google owns Nest, they're looking into additional protections for the Nest Cam as well, because this is making headlines, and it's probably going to continue.
Not going to do them any good one way or the other. Here's a brand new Razer phone. Ah, I loved my old Razer phone.
You and your
one on the horizon. Oh, these are fun.
The Geek Out.
It is the original must-have aspirational smartphone, the Motorola Razer. And in 2004, it was super slick, metal, it was a status symbol of technology, flaunted by celebrities, and they sold 130 million of them. The Wall Street Journal is reporting Lenovo, who now owns Motorola, is bringing back an updated version of the Razer, and it may be here sooner than expected and feature a foldable screen. Now that's an interesting idea, but how it works as a user interface and how Android would account for a foldable screen is also to be determined. But if an updated Razer can bring back the cool factor of flipping open your phone, I'm in. We've posted a link to the story of the possible new Razer phone on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, here's some news from Hulu.
Good news. Yeah. If you're a Hulu subscriber, you're about to get a drop in price. Unlike Netflix that just upped their price by a couple of dollars, Hulu has dropped the lower price of their base ad-supported subscription plan. It was $7.99 a month, and now, starting February 26th, it will drop to $5.99 a month. If you have that plan, don't worry. You will not be seeing more ads. This is actually just something that Hulu is doing to offset the cost
of... Are they suffering and they need to promote more people? No.
Actually, it's kind of the opposite. Hulu is gaining more subscribers, so this is a really nice way of enticing new people to start signing up for Hulu, as well as keeping the existing customers happy, because a lot of people are not happy with Netflix right now because of them, you know, upping the price.
Yeah. So good competitive strategy, in fact, would seem. All right, DJV. Jen Victoria, technology in the focus here at 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.